Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through values of boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchie. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Columbus, and my guest today is Matt Schlater, Chief Operating Officer for the Diocese. Matt, thanks for being with me.
It's an honor. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
Father Mike.
Good. So let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we are unsettled, provide peace. When we are timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel. And with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Matt, again, thanks for being here. We listed those values just a moment ago. Where did those values came from? From Bishop Brennan, you know, kind of in discussing with you and working with you so closely, and before he left to be the next bishop of Brooklyn. So tell me a little bit more about those values and how those kind of came about.
Well, I think before I list the values, I'll share from my perspective where they came from. I did have the privilege to sort of be, just to be with Bishop Brennan for a little while. As he prepared for Real Presence, Real Future, as he prepared for his work in the vineyard here in Columbus. And one thing that I don't know that many people know is that he lives right above the floor where he works.
Yeah.
In the chancery. And right in his residence there is his private chapel with the Eucharist. And in the back of the private chapel, and I don't think he would be bothered by me sharing this, but right in the back of that chapel is a small chair with his breviary and a rosary. And he would retreat there frequently. I think whether it was 30 seconds or 30 minutes between meetings, he would go there and he would just sit with our Lord. Because that's how much the real presence meant to him. He knew that it wasn't about him.
Yeah.
It wasn't about his words or his actions. It was about the part of Jesus that he modeled for us. So it was so important for him to be close to Christ, really present with us, so that he could more effectively model that image. And I think it was from that place where these core values, it's a little bit of a misnomer. They were, when this sort of organizational health, organizational modeling first came about, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago, they called them principles.
Okay.
You know, you hear values, mission,
right.
Vision.
Right.
But for years, they called them principles, and they called them principles because they're the bedrock of what we do.
Okay.
Real Presence, Real Future is about bringing the Catholics who care, the Catholics who have an identity of who they are and why they're on mission together.
Absolutely.
To do something great in the course of the tradition of the church.
Sure.
And right now that means something very particular and very simple in the Diocese of Columbus. And so those principles are all that more important. They will be the bedrock upon which we build our actions. You know, thoughts lead to actions, lead to habit,
right.
Lead to character. The character is who we are, and that leads to our destiny. So it's so important to embed in everyone when we try to bring all these people together to do this great thing, you know, when you try and bring people together in a cause, it gets messy.
Sure.
And that's okay. That's okay. It gets messy, but it also gets fun. It's an adventure. So I thought I would share that because it wasn't just a branding effort. I think it was a real expression of who he is as our shepherd and our leader.
Mm-hmm.
It was an expression of his faith life, of his holiness, so to speak.
Well, and even though, and that's well said, because even though he's, you know, maybe in our hearts he still is our shepherd, but so he's not, you know, he's moved on. But these principles, these values that he's, you know, shared with you, are not just Bishop Brennan. I mean, these are things that endure and that really encourage us as yep. disciples.
Yep.
And in like, and just before we get into maybe some of those values specifically, like what you were saying, like really resonates, because we do want to kind of ignite the hearts of the people in the pews. And through that, like Disciple Maker Index that they took almost a year ago, they expressed a real interest in that, a real desire. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be able to share my faith more. I want to have a better understanding of by faith of the teachings of the church and for my parish to be able to support me in sharing that clearly. And so, yeah, the people of this diocese, Lee, who are in the pews, who are coming to Mass, they've expressed a real openness to that. And so that's, I think, what Bishop really had in mind to tap into, I guess, and support.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the evidence that I think one of the pieces of evidence that they are from the Holy Spirit was the retreat that we just had for all the diocesan employees.
Mm.
Sister Joseph Andrew from Ann Arbor and the Dominican Sisters just led all of our diocesan employees in a day of reflection. And she actually took these five principles, these five core values, and she likened them all to a joyful mystery.
Yeah, that was marvelous.
It was really beautiful. Yeah. I wish I had studied them enough so that I could do the same here. But they really are a fruit of the Holy Spirit, so to speak, for our diocese in this season mm-hmm. of salvation history for us, the people of God in Columbus.
So what are these values? We talk about these values. What are the ones that were so close to Bishop Brennan?
Well, I think the one on my heart the most right now, and the one that... Well, I'll just say them all.
Yeah.
So active listening, humility, joy, boldness, and collaboration are the five core values. And the one that really I carry with me daily, and I try and reflect on these in my morning prayer, but that active listening piece.
Okay. Why is that so important?
Well, I think it runs all the way from top to bottom and bottom to top. So... I need to first and foremost be an active listener of our Lord. I need to be docile, and I need to spend. I need to do the work when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. If I believe that we're following Jesus, just a catchy thing to say so that people
right.
buy into our mission.
Yeah.
You know, I really need to do the work to get to prayer to say, Lord, make me aware of who I am, what my mission is, what my purpose is today, throughout this day in my meetings and in my interactions. In a larger scope with one another. So active listening to one another, really mm-hmm. listening to connect, not just listening to respond.
Good.
I remember one of my first interactions with Bishop, but my very first interactions, probably just weeks after his installation, we were meeting and he really wanted to know about me. And all I wanted to do was know about him. So when I finally got around to being able to ask him a question, it was almost as if he had to stop and pause and gather his thoughts, because it was almost as if he was listening so intently to me that he needed time to file away the stories in his mind.
Yeah.
Before he could shift his focus to himself. And it took me actually a few days, maybe a few weeks, to reflect on that interaction with him of just how intently he was present there with me. So active listening, we need to, you know, what I got from him, we need to really, really actively listen to the Lord, listen to one another, be attuned to one another. And then we need to listen to the world around us.
Right.
You know, Matthew 28:18-19, go therefore and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That sounds great, but we got to get there.
Yeah. And we're essentially doing that with like you're part of this group that is reading all the feedback from the priests, reading all the feedback from the people of the diocese about these models that they were doing. So we're living out, I think, this all these values of Bishop Brennan, but especially that active listening. So reading what people are saying and then trying to listen to them, listen to the Holy Spirit, you know, all at the same time, and take some action, you know, from that. So that's an exciting time that we're in and to be a part of. And that includes every single one of us, not just you and me, you know, sitting here this morning, but everyone throughout the diocese to embody these values and especially this time to be these active listeners. So
that's right.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for joining me today for the Real Presence, Real Future podcast. You can view today's Real Presence, Real Future podcast through the Diocese of Columbus YouTube feed, or you can listen to the podcast on stgabrielradio.com or on the St. Gabriel Radio app. Until the next time, let's stay in touch with Real Presence, Real Future, and be those active, joyful listeners.
Thanks, Father Mike.